Let's see. I'm not sure who is. I have to think about this for a sec. Oh, yes, I know who's coming in next. It is the folks from Missouri Choral Artists, and we'll see them in just a moment here. I want to mention that Missouri State University's Tent Theater continues with the Jazz Age musical Nice Work If You Can Get It, running now through July 23rd. It's the third of the three Tent Theater shows in their 55th season. This is a gang of bootleggers derailing a ritzy wedding. Lots of music by George Gershwin. Performances, again, run through July 23rd, starting at 8 p.m. in the big tent behind Craig Hall on the Missouri State University campus. Tickets for Tent Theater are $16 and $25, and, well, tent performances typically sell out quickly. So if you want tickets, you need to reserve those fast as you can at MissouriStateTix.com or call the MSU box office at 836-7678. And for information on Tent's 55th season, visit tenttheater.missouristate.edu. Well, in studio now, we have the current board president of Missouri Choral Artists, Dr. Amy Muchnick, along with the guest artistic director and conductor, Chris Brammer, and the founder and one of the singers in the group, Missouri Choral Artists, Kelly Garrison. And someone tell us who the Missouri Choral Artists actually are. Kelly, you want to do it? Or
yeah, why don't I start and then they can have the whole rest of the time.
Okay.
Last year, I was invited to conduct this group, and it's an amazing group of singers who some have music careers, some don't, but they are such passionate singers, and it was our first big concert. We did the Arvo Pärt Berliner Mass, which was a scary, wonderful thing. And we had a big audience. We had a great venue. And so I decided to help because Springfield, you know, loves this sort of thing where we're bringing great choral music to the city. And so what we decided to do, along with Kelly and Chris and others, is to create a board and get some sponsorship and partners and build our audience, which we have done over the past year. And so this weekend is our second big concert. And one of the things that we like to do is have different conductors. And so we have Chris Brammer and Sam Anderson coming from Kansas City. And so it's a really interesting group, really interesting repertoire, and a really wonderful venue at Mercy Chapel. And so I'd like to turn it over to them to talk about the music.
Sure.
All right. This is Kelly Garrison you're hearing, who is one of the founders.
It's a it's a unique group to this area, the project model, but not really necessarily to the United States. You're seeing more and more. We bring our artists in from all over the Midwest, and we send our music out, but it's really a condensed rehearsal period. For instance, today is the beginning of our rehearsals for our Sunday performance.
So, not only do you rotate through conductors, but you're also basically the ensemble itself.
Absolutely.
It's evolving. Very fluid and evolving.
Yes, yeah, the size, the singers. We generally pull from the same kind of pool of singers. All over the Midwest, like I mentioned, but everyone has pretty strong Missouri choral roots, same lineage, you could say. Yeah.
Well, all right, and like on the website, you term yourselves a group of professional musicians, and
sure,
is that mostly? I mean, Amy was saying that some are full time professionals and some aren't.
Yes, absolutely. Different career paths, but. You know, professional, definitely professional level singers.
Now, is the chapel at Mercy Hospital now a kind of a permanent or semi-permanent venue for you?
Well, the chapel at Mercy is easily one of the best acoustic venues here in town.
Never gets used for concert work.
It's relatively unknown.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the arts community especially.
Yeah.
One of the things that it's allowing us to do this concert is that not only are we going to perform there, and with the music that we've selected, I think we're going to really show off those acoustics in a way that's going to be special, not only for the singers, but also for the audience. We're also able to use their closed circuit television setup to broadcast this live into every room in the hospital during the performance itself, which we're very excited about. We've partnered with Mercy in that way. Also, some of the proceeds of this event will go towards the Mercy Foundation, which we believe is very important as well. And so we're excited about using the chapel. The Springfield Chamber Chorus has used that space kind of off and on, and it's just a great place to sing.
How does the average concert goer differentiate between the Springfield Chamber Singers, Missouri Choral Artists, Springfield Mid-America Singers? Do three groups share any of the same performers, or?
Absolutely. I think what you find is that people who like to sing.
Well,
like
we have a large core of orchestral players who play this, that, and the other thing, and so the same thing is true of choral singers.
And that's exactly right. One of the ways that you might differentiate between the three are in the model.
A pool is what I meant to say.
Sure.
You have a pool of players, and you have a pool of singers.
And that's exactly right. And so you have some singers that have more time than others, and some that can only choose one event per year to be a part of. And this gives those singers a chance to be able to practice their craft, to be able to practice their passion. If they can't devote an entire season, for example, of time, excellent. Here we have just a weekend where they can dive in head first and immerse themselves for just a little while.
Exactly, because the performance, which we haven't actually said yet, is on Sunday at 4 p.m., and that again is in the chapel at Mercy Hospital, and you're doing a concert called Singing for Mercy, and it's a wide-ranging program, everything from Palestrina to Rachmaninoff to Byrd to Vaughan Williams.
And what we've done with this program is, I think, try to focus a little bit, if you want to call it focusing, on kind of two legacies of choral music. If you trace choral music back to its roots, and this is a very broad description, you can talk about the church tradition and the folk song tradition and how music came, of course, from the church. Composers were paid a great deal of money to write for the church, and so many were doing that as their job. And so we have, of course, a wealth of great choral music.
We follow this every Sunday morning on our show.
That's exactly right, from the sacred tradition. But also, we have to go back and look at story song and the way that traditions were passed down through groups of people outside of the sacred tradition. And so we are left with an amazing wealth of folk songs that have now been set into choral arrangements and continue to be set today, along with a wealth of great poetry that composers have used as inspiration to set to music as well. And so the two halves of our program focus in that direction. We start with a very sacred mindset, Gabrielli, Palestrina, Josquin, some of the big players in church choral music throughout the decades or throughout the centuries. And then we move on into the folk song settings, some from many years ago and some that have been set just very, very recently, as recently as 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, I mentioned Vaughan Williams. Of course, that was a major focus of his choral output, was British, English folk song.
Absolutely, and we use Vaughan Williams to bridge that gap here in this concert. Now, we are performing one of his sacred works, or at least part of it, part of the Mass in G minor.
Right.
But you've said it exactly.
You do the whole thing sometime.
We would love to.
Yeah.
Gosh, the amount of choral music that's not featured on this program, of course, is mind-numbing. But we do. We use Vaughan Williams here to bridge that gap. He did so much work with British folk music, and while we're not featuring some of his folk music, it does lend itself, in this case, as that bridge between the two genres.
Now, how many people does the chapel seat?
Around 250, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, tickets range from $10 to $17, and as you said, a significant portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Mercy Foundation. And you can go to facebook.com/MoChoralArtists and click on events, or themissouricoralartists.com is their website.
And, you know, there are a couple of people who have, there are a lot of MSU grads in there.
Yeah.
But also names like Dr. Andrew Childs will be singing, and he'll have a couple of solos, as well as Sarah Tannehill. Do you remember her and Peter Pan?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And, yeah, she has gone on to have quite a career. They both have. So we have some wonderful Springfield alums coming back.
But as you say, the group draws from, I guess, really all over the Midwest.
Absolutely.
And they come in, they rush in and do mondo rehearsal for a couple of days and then do a concert, and then it's all over with, and then you come back the next time you do a concert and bring everybody back in again.
And it's always fresh. Yeah. You know, different conductors have different ways of looking at music, and that's a wonderful thing. And it keeps people fresh, and that's one of our goals.
All right, that is the Missouri Choral Artists with their Singing for Mercy concert at the chapel at Mercy Hospital. What floor is that on? I can't remember.
That is on the sixth floor.
Yeah, so it's all the way up at the top of the
main entrance to the elevators to the sixth floor, and you can't miss it.
No, it's a gorgeous, as we've said, nobody ever uses it in the arts community around here, and it's a gorgeous setting.
I think it's important also to mention, if we've got just a moment, that there's a couple of opportunities this weekend for the community to spend time with the singers and the conductor and the board members as well, just in a social setting. We are we'll be at the Springfield Brewing Company this evening as a group, and we are excited to welcome any of our patrons viewers, our audience members who would like to be a part
of
that.
Our fans.
There you go.
Yes, exactly.
That'll work.
And then we're also hosting a patron reception after the concert on Sunday. And this is very exciting. We've partnered with Hotel Vandevort downtown Springfield, and they are providing us with space as well as with a myriad of hors d'oeuvres and things like that. And now that is an extra cost, but we think it's going to be just a pretty special time. With your concert ticket, an extra $7 will give you entrance to that event as well, and I think it's going to be a really fun evening.
Yeah, sure.
They've gone out of their way to be very nice to us.
Right, the basic concert price is $10, and then $17 if you want to go downtown to the reception.
That's
afterwards.
Exactly right.
And again, you can visit the Springfield or the Missouri Choral Artists. Spell out Missouri: themissourichoralartists.com, or go facebook.com/mochoralartists and click on the events tab there. And we left anything out?
I don't think so.
All right.
Thank you, Randy.
That is the Missouri Choral Artists and their concert Sunday the 16th at 4 p.m. in the chapel at Mercy Hospital up on the sixth floor. And some of the proceeds, a good portion of the proceeds, in fact, will be donated to the Mercy Foundation.